Population. Residents of Homer Bay County have been challenged to take a proactive approach to address the challenges related to high population growth rate. An official of the National Council for Population and Development, NCPD, Azainth Jebe, said the triple threat of teenage pregnancies, HIV, AIDS and gender-based violence must be addressed as part of the efforts to control the population growth rate. She made the remarks today at a Homer Bay hotel during a workshop to sensitize national government administration officials. The workshop was aimed at raising awareness about the county's growing population and its impact on development. Jebe said that when the population grows fast, it puts a strain on resources and slows down development. The workshop focused on sensitizing leaders about family planning and responsible parenthood as a way of managing population growth. Homer Bay Assistant County Commissioner Charles Lawanga emphasized the importance of community involvement in the efforts to address population challenges. "We urge residents to report cases of teenage pregnancy and gender-based violence for the law to take its course," he said. The administrator said they also want to ensure girls who become pregnant can return to school after giving childbirth. Lawanga said it was regrettable that a high number of girls drop out of school due to teenage pregnancies. He said the government was encouraging communities to accept these girls and support their education. Additionally, chiefs will identify and follow up with school dropouts to ensure they re-enroll, he said. A significant aspect of the county's national population plan involves empowering the youth. "We want to discourage drug abuse and encourage youth to explore entrepreneurship and agribusiness, not just white-collar jobs," Lawanga said. Senior Chief Justice Okwado of Lambwe East location highlighted a key demographic trend in the area where teenagers were supporting the elderly. "This youthful population has the energy to support an aging population, but only if we invest in their development," he stressed. The workshop identified challenges like land pressure, environmental degradation, and youth unemployment. Leaders attending the workshop pledged to return to their communities and educate residents about population management for sustainable development. The NCPD's initiative demonstrates a collaborative effort between government officials and communities to address population issues in Homer Bay County. Lawanga said by promoting family planning, education, and youth development, the county hopes to achieve a healthier, more prosperous future.